All right, welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live on this Wednesday morning. Brian Sozzi tells me Best Buy is launching an attack on Amazon.
Yeah, isn't that just a great headline, Miles? And actually, it makes sense, just given what Best Buy has done. And this was yesterday. I think it flew under the radar, hence I am here today continuing that story from yesterday. Best Buy launched electric scooters on its website as it tries to, I think, get more customers that would just shop online for an Amazon, shopping at Amazon or even a Walmart. Yesterday, launching a series of electric, and you see one on the screen there, electric scooters and bikes ranging from a $799 Segway electric scooter and the $2,649 electric bike from Super 73. That's what you see there. Definitely looks like a fun ride. I know our Nick Monty would probably trade in his motorcycle for that one, take it to the office. But nonetheless, this continues a theme by Best Buy, again, somewhat under the radar, of them expanding what types of stuff they sell online. And they Best Buy talked about this last week on its earnings call. Over the past few months, they have launched furniture, grills, fire pits, and electric mowers. And I'm on the Best Buy site right now. They're selling, Miles, this is good for you. You may be in the market for a new lawnmower. $178 Greenworks cordless walk-behind electric mower. So this is a company that has ambitions, I think, to just sell more stuff online, get more of those customers that just typically go to Best Buy for electronics here. And then, you know, they also teased in earnings call, these things, this effort to expand their online marketplace will only increase in coming months. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry noting, in the back half of the year, we expect to add more products in the fitness, beauty, sleep, pain management, vision, hearing, and electric transportation categories. And I joke, Miles, at the top of the story now on Yahoo Finance, that maybe you'll see groceries at some point from Best Buy. Maybe I will be able to order my hot dogs for my Weber grill order from Best Buy. That does appear to be where they're going.
Oh, okay.
A lot of thinking there, Miles. A lot of thinking.
No. Selling an electric lawnmower and electric scooters, to me, is part of the core Best Buy value proposition. I mean, remember when we were kids, right? You go to the Best Buy, half the store was DVDs and video games. And there's still plenty of that stuff in there. But when I go into Best Buys now, which, you know, by the way, are stores that are performing very well, they still feel completely empty and picked over, and they're just these voids of space because all of the core kind of gadgetry that Best Buy grew up with, that footprint grew up with, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that's not in there anymore. So you have to put big stuff like a lawnmower, like an e-bike, like a, I don't know, I guess they can sell Vespas or something, right? Like to fill out that space, because otherwise it's just sort of, you know, a bunch of accessory racks that are spaced too far apart, and then obviously the famous wall of TVs.
Well, you're right, Miles. I think at some point Best Buy has to look at bringing some of these items that they are testing online. So these scooters, electric lawnmowers, they're not in stores yet. They're just online. But to your point, there is the stores. There's a lot of space in there. Why not put some electric mowers out front, put them in the store, and turn yourself into a mini Home Depot? But you know, I also noticed this as well at Best Buy. When I go there, things have been very picked over really for the past year. And I think it reflects twofold. People are ordering goods online, and you have the associates picking those items off the shelf, one, to bring it out to the person's car. You know, they're waiting in the parking lot. Or two, the online orders are being serviced from inside their store. So either A, they're going to have to put more items in the store to make it appear full, or they're just going to have to stock more inventory of things we typically go in there to buy.
I guess the point I was making, though, is that nowhere in this plan does it seem to me like hot dogs are a normal, you know, is that how you
If I'm buying a fire pit from Best Buy, I wouldn't mind being taken somewhere on the website to buy some marshmallows. I want to buy a hot dog to stick on a stick and use my fire pit. It makes sense. Just keep me in green in the Best Buy website. Just
right,
keep me there, Miles.
But you're turning Best Buy into Home Depot now. I think Best Buy wants to just anything that's electrified – that has a technology component to it is in a Best Buy. A fire pit is some aluminum and you put sticks in the middle of it. There's nothing technical about a fire pit.
I'm not implying Best Buy will be out there selling concrete or sandbags or even fencing on their sites. What I'm saying is that there are other ways. I think there are more things this company can do. You have Walmart out today reportedly linking up, and this was a story in the Journal, linking up with an Instacart to deliver goods same day in New York City. For the first time. Now, Walmart doesn't have any stores in New York City. They have not been able to crack that market. But for a Best Buy, why not link up with an Instacart? go hook up with Instacart, deliver me my groceries and my 90-inch TV. I'm all down for that. I'm all about it. Make my life easier.
Get an electric mower, you can get a USB. You know, that's I'm looking at my computer here, but they have these ridiculous USB-C plugins. So I've got like six dongles to turn them into to regular plugins, right? So that like the Mac computer is actually compatible with something else. So that's, you know, that also fits in the Best Buy model there. No hot dogs though. No hot dogs.